to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We return here on WFHR as, well, due up is Jack Garuvich, the University of San Diego product. And let me tell you, when this man had a day yesterday, he stepped up to bat at his first at-bat for the Raptors and absolutely cranked a ball to left center field to give the Raptors an early 2-0 lead as Crabb sets in and delivers the first pitch inside for a ball. So, yeah, he just jammed a ball into left center, and it was a 1-0 as the 1-0 on the left foot of Garuvich, but two balls and no strikes here. So he had two hits on four at-bats with obviously a home run yesterday, and his second at-bat, he hit at the same, almost the same distance, definitely the same direction as the third ball comes in, 3-0. Hit in the same direction. It was literally like a couple feet before the wall, so he had a double and was able to get home as the 3-0 inside the zone, three balls and a strike. So as Garuvich pops one up on the left field territory, foul side. So three balls and two strikes. As the full count from Crabb, the check swing from Garuvich did not go, so he will take first. And the Raptors get somebody on base for the first time this game. Now this brings up Garrett Broussard, who's had three hits on 17 at-bats. He struck out three times. He hasn't had the best start at the plate, but a guy that's really been reliable when you need him to. Struck out three times, but he's had three runs as well. So was able to get home against Green Bay as pitch on away and popped up on the right side in foul territory, 0-1. So Garuvich stands at first. And the Utah Valley product swinging a miss. Outside edge, 0-2. So Garuvich, a big leadoff at first. Isaac Crabb will come set and fire. Curveball down in the zone. One ball and two strikes. A 1-2 as the pickoff attempt over to Jake Baker at first, and sliding safe was Garuvich. A ball and two strikes. Crabb comes set and fires on the outside for a ball, 2-2. The defensive alignment has shifted over just a bit. Donahoe is not in between first and second as the 2-2, strike three outside edge, one down for the second strikeout from Isaac Crabb, the right-hander. So now this brings it up Ty Johnson and a guy that's been batting a 306 with 15 hits on 49 at-bats, six RBIs as well. So the left-hander attending Baylor next year as the one out, swinging a fly ball that heads back towards center field, and coming under it and making the catch is Dalton Pearson. Tagging back up to first is Garuvich. Good contact there from Ty, just wasn't able to find any open space. As Logan Hugo will step on, as Hugo came in as a pinch runner yesterday, was able to cross home plate in the bottom of the eighth inning. So back in the lineup tonight, batting a 182 with six hits on 33 at-bats. First pitch on the way, outside, a strike, 0-1. And back in 2022, he led all freshmen with 30 hits, 4 home runs, and 20 RBIs. A guy that's been doing well for Eastern Michigan as pitch comes downstairs for a ball, 1-1. He had 76 catches this year with 71 putouts. 5 of those came against Bowling Green back on April the 15th, but he had a fielding percentage of .974, so the 1-1 upstairs for a ball, 2-1. Logan Hugo has been able to, yes, he's only had 6 hits as a 2-1, swinging a shallow ground ball that goes over to McGinnis, the third baseman. The throw across the diamond is on to first for the third out. So the Woodchucks do not allow any runs as this game ties at 0-0 as we head to the top of the third inning here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 48. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs around 67. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 42. Chance for scattered showers Monday and Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 63.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third we go as this score stays deadlocked at 0-0 as Drew Berkland will step in, and Berkland, the right fielder, so bottom of the order. Minnesota Golden Gopher Berkland sees a strike down the plate, 0-1. No balls and a strike. As Rosencrantz comes set, serves, and a jam shot that goes into the glove of Ty Johnson at second for the first out. So Johnson has been active there at second today, getting his second putout. And we return to the top of the lineup, Dalton Pearson, the first baseman. So Pearson, a leadoff single on the first pitch of the game in the top of the first, as Rosencrantz will kick and serve a curveball upstairs for a strike on one. So one out here. Rafters have not been able to get a hit. Woodchucks have had 3 of them, but timely strikeouts from Rosencrantz as he fires the 0-1 and fouled on the right side. 0-2. Reminding you, this game is brought to you by Comfort Air. Strike out in the summer heat with a new AC from your local experts. And there's no balls and 2 strikes here with 1 out. Rosencrantz sets and fires, and that goes into the shoulder near the neck area of Pearson, so he will take first, hit by a pitch there, as Brady Dragella is due up, struck out, swinging on his last at-bat, and this is a guy that really can get it going. 1 out here. No balls and no strikes. Rosencrantz will come set. and serve way outside edge as Jensen had to reach to his left to make that grab. That went behind him. Sure enough, Pearson was stealing second. So, but this is a guy that has already stolen a base once today and leading off at first. Jurgela heading the count, 1-0. Rosencrantz rifles in inside ball. That goes behind Jensen, stealing second. The throw over to Broussard at second. And Pearson gets there in time. But once again, back-to-back steals for Dalton Pearson. Two balls and no strikes here with one out. Runner in scoring position. Two balls and no strikes. Rosencrantz sets and fires outside edge for a strike, 2-1. Dalton Pearson, a reliable leadoff guy. Get on base, and this time he was hit by a pitch. And already now at second. As the 2-1. Swinging a fly ball in the left field side in foul territory. 2-2. So Rosencrantz has done well to fight back in this count. Count is even at 2 apiece, 1 down here in the top of the third. Woodchuck's 3 hits, haven't been able to cash in. Rosencrantz comes set and serves. 2-2 fouled on the left side into the bullpen of the Rafters. So, once again, Jurgela is making contact, good contact, not able to keep it fair. Pearson leads off at second. Rosencrantz glances over at the bag and serves the 2-2. Swing and a miss upstairs. Strike 3. So the second out comes Drew Rosencrantz, another strikeout, back-to-back strikeouts on Jurgela. This brings up Jesse Donahoe, who grounded out in his last at-bat, is due up. So 7 runs he's acquired, 12 hits and 9 RBIs. Seems like he's had all the success against everybody else, except the Rafters. Swung on a miss outside for a strike, 0-1. Yeah, it seems like when he came, he was batting in the higher 400s, low 500s. When he came earlier this week into Wisconsin Rapids and then wasn't able to record a hit. Rafters bullpen shut him out as the 0-1. As stealing third, Pearson gets to third. Jensen throws him out for the third out. How about that from Levi Jensen? The throw over to Conniff was right on the money. So the Rafters, once again, don't allow any runs to score. We head to the bottom of the third. We'll be back in a moment.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here at Witter Field as Levi Jensen, who made a spectacular throw from home plate to third to get out the stealing Dalton Pearson, is due up as he's down on the count 0-1. As swinging a fly ball on the right field side in foul territory, 0-2. Jensen, a guy that has struggled at the plate, batting well, as he shallow ground ball on his left ankle. The throw over from English to Baker is right on time at first. Jensen, it was a shallow hit, and the ball barely went a couple feet, but dropped in front of him as this brings up Brandon Rogers batting in the nine hole. He started off red hot, was very well, and then eventually he cooled off a bit, but now has come back batting a 317. He had a great start to his first three games, and then, well, he cooled off, wasn't batting as well, as he's ahead of the count 2-0. And then he started to find his rhythm against Green Bay. He went 3-for-3. With three RBIs, so now, and even last night as well, has went 3-for-4 as well, as he sees a strike outside 2-1. This is a guy that has had 10 runs, though. Three RBIs. That's pitch on the way. Swing and a miss outside a curve, 2-2. So a guy that's in his first summer for the Rafters at Iowa Western. Talked about him. Can't talk about him enough. The 2-2 outside as Rogers goes. It drops in the glove of English, who throws it over to Baker. And Rogers gets out at first. So two down here, bottom three, as this brings up Anthony Gallison, the left fielder. Gallison, who grounded out in his last at-bat, will be looking to have a little bit different story this time. Batting a 222 as curveball comes outside 0-1. Four RBIs as the 0-1. Fastball right down the plate 0-2. So Crabb ahead in the count early on two pitches. Rafters still not able to record a hit yet as the 0-2. Gallison foul tips one on the right side. But yeah, you wonder, can Gallison, because he had a day at Green Bay where he was able to get three RBIs and get two runs in on his first appearance in Green Bay the other night. Last night was not as impressive as the night before, as the 0-2 swing and a miss outside edge for strike three and out number three as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Score stays at 0-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We We return to the top of the fourth inning, and that means a pitching change is in store for the Rafters. And making his first appearance this season is Logan Schulfer. And Schulfer, a guy out of Ball State, a rising junior from Plover, Wisconsin, just about 15 minutes down the road. So he's a local and previously attended Milwaukee. Guy appeared in 22 games with a 3-2 record for Ball State, an 8.1 ERA, and 46 and two-thirds innings pitched. He allowed 45 hits, 50 runs, and he also had 60 strikeouts. Ball State had a great year in collegiate baseball, and well, he's looking to take that similar success he had on his collegiate team and bring it to the Rafters. So now we return top of the fourth here. Now this brings up Jesse Donahoe. So Donahoe, who grounded out in his last at bat. First pitch from Schulfer comes right down the plate. Boy, he's got a cannon. He's ahead in the count 0-1. Fastball came in at 93. So Schulfer wearing the number 3 jersey for the Rafters. And Schulfer sets, winds, and delivers the 0-1 once again. Down low for a ball, 1-1. One ball and one strike. Batters averaged a 246 against him this year as the 1-1 from Schulfer comes up and away for a ball, 2-1. Schulfer first appearance. Comes set, delivers a 2-1, swing and a miss down low once again. The Schulfer first appearance with the Rafters this season. And that doesn't mean it's his first appearance in total. A guy that played for the Rafters last season as fouled, check swing fouled on the left side. But he had 13 games last year for the Rafters, another returning guy. He was 7-1, 39 innings pitched, 32 hits, 15 runs, and he had 41 strikeouts with a 3.46 ERA. Returning here to Wisconsin Rapids for his second summer as a 2-2 outside for a strike. Strike number 3 sends Donahoe down swinging. And now this brings up Michael McGinnis batting third base. And, well, he's had a guy that's flew out in his first at-bat. Woodchucks 3 hits from Pearson, Cherry, and Adair. Michael McGinnis sets in, and once again, Schulfer gets a strike 0-1. No balls on a strike. The 0-1. Once again, a strike comes up and away. A foul tipped into the glove of Jensen, 0-2. One down here, top four. Schulfer ahead in the count, 0-2. The 0-2 from Schulfer comes up and inside for a ball. A ball and two strikes with one out. Georgia State product out of Newman, Georgia, sees the 1-2. Down there for a strike. Comes in low. Schulfer, back-to-back strikeouts in his debut. And two down here in the top of the fourth. So McGinnis strikes out. And now this brings up Cherry. Simon Cherry out of the University of Evansville. Rising junior from Santa Claus, Indiana. That's quite the name. As upstairs for a strike, 0-1. Logan Schulfer, Kirk Schreider, and coaching staff, happy to have him back. He was a big part of this team's success in the bullpen last season. Foul tipped on the backside, 0-2. So Schulfer once again ahead in the count in the Ball State products. A local boy and a Plover. The 0-2 comes upstairs for a ball. Previously attended Milwaukee. Now has done well for Ball State. His second summer. Sees and fires the 1-2 up and away for a ball. 2-2. At 46 2/3 innings pitched. And 7 of those versus the Ohio Bobcats as swinging a fly ball that drops into the left center gap. And, well, Simon Cherry back-to-back hits. And he gets on base. That's the 4th hit for the Woodchucks. So Cherry, 2-for-2 today. And this brings up a guy who's also been a part of those 4 hits, Michael Adair, the DH. Was able to drive a ball in between 1st and 2nd. So Schofer will come set and serve outside for a strike on 1. The ball came in at 92 miles per hour as the 0-1 from Schofer, a bunt attempt that fouls on the left side from Adair. But with 2 down, that's pretty interesting given the Rafters only need 1 out. You would think a bunt to advance the runners, but in this case, the Rafters are able. The 0-2 upstairs. Adair tried to bunt on the last pitch, but didn't there. So a ball and 2 strikes, 2 outs. Fastball came in at 92 miles per hour. Logan Schofer will rifle it in. Outside, 4 strikes, strike number 3, out number 3 as we head to the bottom of the 4th. Score stays deadlocked at 0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need. For the most effective solutions for relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids, contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So Chris Conniff here in the bottom of the 4th, he's down in the count. Swinging a fly ball into left field that goes into the glove of Jurgella for the first out. So Isaac Crabb will remain on the mound and score stays at 0-0, but the Rafters have not been able to record a hit. The Woodchucks have 4 of them, but fortunately for Wisconsin Rapids, each team without a run, so this game is tied as Conniff just flies out, and this brings up Jack Basir, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat. He's swinging a miss outside, 0-1. So Basir, a guy that's has really come on here, a Pepperdine product as downstairs for a strike, 0-2. So the Rafters Our team that's looking for a victory tonight, and if they can do that, they will share first. As outside for strike number three, three straight strikes. Basir goes down looking. A slow walk back to the dugout. And he can't believe that. So Jack Karuvich was walked on his last at-bat. Rafters, they were 2-5. We'll have won five straight at 7-5. The Woodchucks sit at 8-4, so they're a game back. If the Rafters were able to win this game, they would take tying. Well, they have the leader as the 1-0, as they have the tiebreaker with the Woodchucks, so they would take sole possession of first, but the same record, but with a tiebreaker, they would have it as the 2-0 outside for a strike, 2-1. This would be important, and this would extend the win streak to six, but right now it's 0-0 as a 2-1 up and away for a ball. Three balls and a strike, two outs. Fastball came in at 88 miles per hour as the 3-1. Outside for a ball, so ball number four. So back-to-back walks for Jack Karuvich. His plate discipline has been excellent to start off this game. So two down here, top four, bottom four. And Garrett Broussard, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat, is due up wearing the number 10 for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Utah Valley product, swinging a fly ball, driven back towards right center field, heading back towards the wall, and that hits the warning track. Rounding third, heading for home is Karuvich. The play at the plate, he dives safe and is out. What a throw from Pearson at center field. Karuvich went three, went home, and an excellent throw from the center fielder, Dalton Pearson. And the Rafters were on the verge of leading this game off 1-0. But unfortunately, it's denied. A tag out at the plate from Jake English. So this score stays at 0-0 as we head to the top of the fifth inning here on WFHR.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, biz.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
As we return to the top of the fifth inning, and Karuvich was almost home as he was thrown out. From center field, on the cutoff man, Broussard was able to get him as the 1-1 popped up from Jake English, the catcher, and that goes on the first base line into the first baseman of Jack Karuvich for the first out. So yeah, this it was a Garrett Broussard double, ruled a double, and Karuvich, instead of stopping at third, he felt he could have got home, slid safe, and then was tagged out from Jake English. So now this brings up Jake Baker, first baseman, also a Kansas product, Lawrence, Kansas. There's one down here. There's strike across the plate or Logan Schofer, Plover, Wisconsin products. As he's ahead in the count, 0-1, sets, winds, and fires outside for a ball, 1-1. So one out, the 1-1, swinging a shallow ground ball that goes into the third baseman of Conniff. The throw right over to first is way high. Gurevich able to make the catch, stepped off the bag, though. So that's going to bring Baker to first. A pitch that was upstairs for Gurevich. Fortunate to make that catch, because if that ball went behind him, sure enough, Baker was going to take second. So Drew Birkeland is due up, lined out on his last at-bat. So an opportunity there for the Rafters to get two down. They do not. So leading off at first is Baker. Well, coming set and rifling it in is Schofer, swinging a miss down low for a strike, 0-1. So Birkeland, Golden Gopher, 0-1. Curveball comes inside for a ball, 1-1. If you're just joining with us, this game originally scheduled at 6:35, but the abundance of rain has the 1-1 down low for a ball. The abundance of rain has really put it as, well, were they going to even get this game in? And the questions arose as if it was going to be a doubleheader tomorrow and possibly a 1 o'clock start time for the first game. But the rain has just cleared up as the 2-1 up and away, three balls and a strike. So we're fortunate here as Rafter fans were waiting patiently outside the gates. And there was going to be a question, is this rain ever going to clear up? And fortunate it has for now. It's top five here, the 3-1. Upstairs for ball number four. So Baker to second. Birkeland to first. And now, well, this brings up the top of the lineup, Dalton Pearson, who had a base hit and was also hit by pitch today. So now two runners on, and there's only one out. Pearson, the center fielder, will come set. Serves the first pitch outside for a ball and came in a little bit low. A 1-0 count. And the question was there going to be a doubleheader? Because the game tomorrow is scheduled at 4 o'clock, so they're going to push that game back. And as Pearson foul tips one on the back side, 1-1. Chilly evening here, at least for the summer, as it is 61 degrees right now. One out, the 1-1, swinging and a miss outside. 1-2, Pearson went after it. Woodchuck's 4-1 for the Rafters, but Johnson Rapids has committed an error. So four scoreless innings right now in top five, one down, two runners on as Birkeland at first and swinging a fly ball that goes into the right fielder of Hugo and looking to tag up at second is Baker. So Baker's at second, Birkeland remains at first and two down here in the top of the fifth. So now this brings up Brady Jurgela, who struck out swinging on his last two at-bats. A guy that had a two-run shot against the Rafters earlier this week. So he's had success here at Witter Field, hitting a ball to right center field as first pitch on the way down low for a ball, 1-0. Are the Rafters able to get out of this inning once again with runners on? Woodchucks have not cashed in the 1-0 up and away for a ball, 2-0. Fastball came in at 91 miles per hour. Relying on that fastball is Logan Schofer. He serves the 2-0, swinging a fly ball into left center, and Rogers clears out Gallison, and Rogers makes the catch with ease. So, three outs, and we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Score still stays deadlocked, dead zero. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
To the bottom of the fifth we go as Ty Johnson leads off. And Johnson, a guy who flown out on his last at-bat. A McLennan Community College alum. Batting a 308. He bunts one on the left side, and an interesting tactic there from Johnson. Perhaps he's trying to get on base, and sure enough, he's definitely a guy that's able to make a hit. You don't see him show bunt that often. As swinging a ground ball on the right field side in foul territory. Yeah, Flatmount, Texas native, went to Edward S. Marcus High School, and he was named the team MVP, team all-district selection as well, as he swings and flies one into the left center field gap. That drops before Jurgella can reach out and field it. So Ty Johnson with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the fifth and the second hit of the game for the Rafters. So Logan Hugo is due up. And the Rafters start to get a rally here. Hugo, Eastern Michigan guy. From Essexville, Michigan. Wearing number 17, the right-hander. So leading off is Johnson, as the first pitch on the way, a curveball outside for a strike, 0-1. Painting the zone at 75 miles per hour as pickoff attempt at first. Johnson, that goes behind Baker and goes into the right field side in foul territory. So Johnson will take second. And now a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Well, a miscommunication there from Crabb and Baker. Threw it low. Baker wasn't able to make the catch. Now a chance here for the Rafters. Johnson advances. He's down and the count is Hugo 0-1. Logan Hugo, who grounded out in his last at-bat. Crabb digs in low, will come set. Sets and delivers the 0-1. Swing and a miss outside. 0-2. A slider comes in at 75 miles per hour. Johnson, the leadoff at second. Third base coach Orlando Rodriguez with his hands on his knees. As the 0-2 comes in. Swing and a drive that drops into shallow left. Rounding three, heading for home is Ty Johnson. And the first run of the game here in the bottom of the fifth belongs to the Rafters. RBI for Hugo. That's his first on the season. So the Raptors lead 1-0. Logan Hugo comes up big. And Levi Jensen will step in. So Jensen the catcher. How about Logan Hugo? Needed it. Needed it for the confidence. As he stands off at first. As a bunt attempt from Jensen comes outside for a strike. 0-1. Excellent play there from Hugo. Dropped it into the left center field gap. As the 0-1, Jensen, a shallow bunt attempt, coming out and making the play. As English, the throw over to first to Baker, is on time. And that advances Hugo to second, only one down. And the Raptors are able to take a lead. This brings up Brandon Rogers, and a guy that has had 6 RBIs, 10 runs, and 13 hits. He's been a stud. Kirk Schreider and this coaching staff. Raptors break through here in the bottom of the fifth. Not many fans in attendance tonight, and it's been a long day here for coaches and staff and players as outside pitch for Crabb. He's down on the count, 1-0. Cold as well. It's late time, and it was supposed to be 6:30, but pushed back as Raptors lead, though. As the 1-0, swing and a drive into left center field, and that goes into the glove of the center fielder, Pearson, tagging up from second. The throw to third, and getting him out is McGinnis. Hugo dives, and McGinnis gets him out. What a throw again from Pearson for the third out, but the Raptors get a run in the bottom of the fifth. They lead now 1-0 as we head to the top of the sixth here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth we go. As an RBI came true for Logan Hugo, able to send Ty Johnson home from second. And now this brings up Jesse Donahoe, the second baseman, who was grounded out, struck out swinging. He's 0 for 2 today as he's ahead in the count 1-0. Schulfer remains on the mound, serves and fires right down the plate for a strike 1-1. Fastball came in at 90 miles per hour as Logan comes set, kicks and serves, ground ball on the left field line in foul territory, 1-2. Chilly night, windy night as well here at Winterfield, 60 degrees and the wind is blowing. It's a ball and two strikes. Coming set is Schulfer and serves, swing and a miss down low for Donahoe. Logan Schulfer, how about that? Another strikeout. So he's done well on his debut in his second summer here for the Rafters. He's got more work to be done as Michael McGinnis steps in. And McGinnis flew out and struck out on his last two at-bats. The third baseman, Schoffer, delivers the first ball out and away, 1-0. Each team with an error. Woodchucks have out-hit the Rafters 4-3. The all-important run right now. They lead 1-0. Wisconsin Rapids after a RBI from Logan Hugo into left center field. Sent Johnson home. Two balls and no strikes. One out, the 2-0. Painting the outside edge for a strike, 2-1. So the Rafters win a day so far when the bats weren't able to get going. They did so in the bottom of the fifth. Swinging a shallow ground ball that goes over to the first baseman, and Gurevich running and tagging the bag is Schoffer. Doesn't do it. He misstepped before he got to first. So taking the base is Michael McGinnis. So McGinnis is at first, and an error there from Logan Schoffer. I mean, it won't be recorded as an error, but he really had the opportunity. He just didn't step on the bag. He just stepped to his right rather than stepping to his left. So with one down, McGinnis is at first. And this brings up Simon Cherry, who's 2-for-2 today out of the University of Evansville. Two base hits. A check swing, did he go, as the first base umpire said he did. Home plate umpire pointed towards the first one at first base. So 0-1 with one out. McGinnis stands at first as the throw from Schoffer over to Gurevich is not in time. So Logan Schoffer will come set, kicks, winds, and serves. The 0-1 popped on the right side out in foul territory, 0-2. Once again, Schoffer continuing to throw the fastball well. He's ahead of the count and just threw a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. So one out here. Schoffer comes, sets the 0-2, check swing upstairs, and didn't fully come across was Cherry. So he sees a ball, 1-2. With one out. So Logan Schoffer, a guy that had 41 strikeouts, is coming down low and out for strike number three. It was a bit late on the call, but strike three. So that sends down Cherry, and this brings up Michael Adair, the DH. Logan Schoffer pitched in the Major League Dream Showcase, as he had only an inning pitched, but two strikeouts on three batters faced last season. Very familiar, Kirk Schreider and his coaching staff here at Witterfield, as the 0-1, swing and foul tipped on the left side, back behind home plate, 0-2. So McGinnis is at first, and with two down here, Donahoe and Cherry both struck out. Schoffer ahead in the count. He comes set. Serves the 0-2. Strike three right down the plate. Logan Schoffer wheeling and dealing. He's done excellent here in his debut for his second summer. So we will head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rafters still lead 1-0. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 48, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, highs level off around 67. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 42. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday and Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 62.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth here as Anthony Gallison steps up and leading off as he's down in the count 0-2 as Grab comes set, serves, and foul tipped on the right side. We apologize for the delay, but the Raptors lead 1-0 as they were able to get an RBI from Logan Hugo in the bottom of the fifth. Gallison swings outside for strike number three. Three straight strikes. Gallison goes down swinging. He continues a rough day. He's 0-for-3 today. As now this brings up Chris Conniff, who struck out and flew out. Looking for his first hit, and surprising for him because he's done excellent so far. Spotted in at third base today. He's played short and second base as he swings and flies a ball into the left fielder of Jurgela, reaches out and makes the grab for the second out, two down. So now bringing up Jack Basir, who struck out swinging, struck out looking on his first two at-bats. Out of Pleasanton, California. Jack Basir. Fouls on the backside. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Two down here, bottom six. Raptors have been able to get that big run, and that's been the decider right now. An RBI from Hugo as the 0-1. Swing and a line drive that drops into between first and second in the right field. Basir will take first, and the fifth hit of the game for the Raptors comes here in the bottom of the sixth. It was about time, Jack Basir. He was not going to stay quiet for long. Garujovic, who's walked on his last two at-bats, will step in. Windy evening here. His first pitch inside for a strike. As Garujovic, who had a 2-1 shot yesterday, into left center field, followed it up with a double as well, and had two runs. Crossed home plate twice as the 0-1 swings and drives one into left center field. Heading back is Brady Jurgela right before the warning track and gets the third out. So the Raptors are still able to lead 1-0 as we head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR, your home for Raptors baseball. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members. first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you